Well, as usual, Rick's the dapper one, and I'm up here in my my button down. I just want to start out by saying thank you to the Phoenix Suns, to Robert Sarver for this incredible opportunity the last few years. To work with the group of people that I've worked with has been amazing. From Rick Welts, to Jim Pittman and Jason Rowley, David Griffin, Todd Quinter, Alvin Gentry, the partnership we've had the last year and a half has been really special. These are friendships that will last a lifetime, and that's what I'll miss, the most from this job. The relationships with our coaching staff, our players, that's why you get into this type of job, for the relationships, the ups and downs, the adversity, to be able to deal with such an incredible group of people and to have a goal and we probably failed last year and we succeeded this year, but that's life and that's sports. To be able to go through all that and compete with this organization has been incredible. With that said, this is a decision that I came to both professionally and personally, and I think it's the right one. This is a very difficult job. It's a time-consuming job. I've got a young family that I need to spend more time with. I'm excited about that prospect, and I've got a lot of good opportunities ahead of me that I will pursue. This is a good thing for me in a lot of ways. But again, what this is about today for me is thanking everybody in this organization for what has been a phenomenal experience. As I said, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and I should also thank our fans for sticking by me after I made some bonehead moves that didn't go so well. And our fans and the people in this building stuck with us in the front office, and obviously we had a really fun season this year. I would not be leaving, I want to point out, if I didn't feel good about where our organization is. I would not have left a year ago where we were. But given where we are right now with a really good young base of talent, a great coaching staff, a lot of stability, a lot to be excited about in the future, I'm very comfortable making this move. Before we start any questions, I'd like Rick to say a few words.
When Steve made this decision this morning, we've had a couple opportunities to get together. We were together with Robert Sarver just an hour ago, who had another commitment or would be here right now. And there can't be anybody more respected or better liked anywhere in the NBA than Steve Kerr. It's been a privilege to work with him over the course of the last several years, and can't help but be some personal sadness as well as professional sadness to see this day come. But I think, he leaves with our best wishes. And I think the last thing he said, for those of you who have gotten to know Steve over the course of the last several years, much better than we knew him before. I was just talking to somebody before saying exactly the same thing. There's no way Steve Kerr would have left after last season. And to do it at this point in time, to pursue something that he really wants to do, he can only leave with our best wishes. You probably have a lot of questions about the process of where from here. Steve's not getting out of here quite so fast. He will be here through the draft, be guiding our efforts there. And certainly we'll have a mechanism set up for search that will be include both external and internal candidates to fulfill Steve's role. But today it's a little bit about celebrating him and what he's achieved here and the way, our team has been successful and every reason to believe will continue because of what Steve's done to have that success in the future. So questions for Steve?
Yeah. I think it's always important to take a little downtime after a season ends to let the emotion kind of simmer and make a clear-headed decision. I've got a couple of opportunities ahead of me now that probably were not there a few weeks ago. I had a chance to really sit down with my family, had a chance to sit down with people in the organization and just kind of assess everything. And in the end, this just felt like the right decision. And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss a lot of things. You know, I told somebody earlier, you know, you don't get the feeling that you get watching a group of guys mobbing each other in the locker room after sweeping the Spurs. You don't get that in any other business. And I will miss that. And there are a lot of things that I will walk away from that, you know, that will be very difficult to leave. With that said, you know, this was strictly a, you know, a decision that that made sense for me and for my family right now, and I'm excited about it. We sat down like we always do at the end of every season. We talked. We talked about the future of our team. We talked about me. We talked about Alvin. We talked about everything, and that's what we always do. And you know, I won't go into detail about what was said, what wasn't said. All I can tell you that this was a decision I was comfortable with. Robert's been very fair with me over the years. He's been great to work with, and you know, I'm moving on my own accord. You shouldn't listen to talk radio. I don't listen, so. All right. No, this is, again, this is a decision based on a, you know, I don't know how long our season ended ago. What was it? I mean, 2.5 weeks. You know, that's a significant period of time to really kind of let everything soak in and have discussions with people who are important to you, and I took that time to do so. And again, this is the decision that that was best for me and my family. Well, you know, the thing that about the NBA, it's a crazy business. You know, there's very little stability for coaches and general managers, and that's something that you always have to factor in. I don't know of any coach or GM who wants to sign a short-term contract, and I'm not saying that that's what I was offered. I'm not talking about details of any of that. Robert and I had really open, frank discussions, and very healthy, and things that we discussed, and this is not a contract issue. This is a career and a personal decision that I've made, and as I said, you know, I owe Robert for giving me an incredible opportunity, and I owe everybody in this organization for all the work that we've all put in together. And it's been a really satisfying process. There are other things in life to pursue at times, and this just seems like that time. Like I said, this has nothing to do with money or contracts or anything like that. This is a professional and a personal decision that I'm very, very comfortable with. So and my family's, you know, excited about it too. You know, this is a very, very demanding job, and you know, I'm on the road constantly, and that's, you know, that does weigh in. I'll be working, you know, with everybody in the front office and with Alvin through the draft, through the end of the month, planning strategy. Obviously, given that I'm leaving after June 30th, you know, I'm not going to be offering any free agent deals to people. I will be leading an effort the next couple of weeks to continue to develop our strategy, which we've been doing for months on end. And as I said, I mean, when I talked about the stability in the organization and the people involved, it's not just the players and the coaching staff. It's everybody in the front office. We have a great group of people, a lot of smart people, a lot of people who will be involved in making the best decisions for this franchise. And as I said, you know, we're not only in a good position with our talent base, with our young guys like Goran and Robin and Earl and Jared and that whole gang, but also financially. You know, we've got some some room here coming in the next couple of years. We got all our draft picks going forward after this year. I think the team is really well positioned. I've been pretty consistent throughout the year that I never think it's really the right thing to do to talk about contract negotiations while they're happening. It, obviously changes the dynamics. We have been in contact with Amari and his agent, and we will continue to be. And beyond that, we'll leave the details out. Well, again, going back to the idea that we're in a great position, one of the reasons we're in a great spot is because Alvin Gentry did an incredible job this year, and he's got a very strong staff with Bill Cartwright and Dan and Shu and Igor, and that's a huge part of this. The stability that the coaching staff provides, the fact that we've got a team full of players who not only love those guys, but really trust them and respect them. That's the foundation you need, and that's not going to change. Alvin has a firm hold on this team, and that will continue. He's going to do it without me. we've become so close. It's one of the toughest things about walking away is, my relationship with Alvin. There's a lot of relationships that are really important. That's a big one because, he's the one who, I sit up with after we've lost four in a row and we're dying, and we sit up and console each other and, talk each other through it. Given where this franchise was when he took over, I feel like I owe everything to Alvin. The job he did to resurrect this team. He's the guy who returned this team to our rightful place, and that's another reason why I feel comfortable doing what I'm doing. We're in good hands. Well, that's always a consideration in the NBA and in business and in life. But again, there are different considerations for somebody leaving a job, for moving forward, for moving on in a different direction. Alvin is a survivor. He's been in this league forever. As soon as you find someone who doesn't get along with Alvin, let me know. I'd like to meet that person and wonder what's wrong with him. Alvin has worked for a lot of different organizations. He knows what he's doing, and whoever is in my seat going forward will be inheriting a wonderful human being and a great coach, and that relationship will not be a problem.
What? Okay.
Should I keep saying it? I just keep talking. Look, I don't know what to say, but it's a situation where there's a lot. I have a lot of interest in my life, a lot of things I want to do. There's no question. I mean, you look around the league and you ask people in my seat. This is a very taxing job, and my kids are 17, 15, and 12. They're only under my roof for a few more years, and I haven't seen a lot of them the last few years. And that's a very, very important factor for me. My family's always more important than my job, and that's a big, big reason for this decision. And so, I'm 44. I've got hopefully a long career ahead of me, and I'm going to stay involved in the NBA in some capacity. But I only have a few years left with my kids under my roof, and that's the major consideration here. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Robert and I have been meeting, you know, over the course of the last couple of weeks, and one of the things we discussed was our organization. And if I were to leave, which obviously was the decision ultimately, you know, how can we make sure we're stable going forward? And the answer is that Robert knows how many great people we have in here. And he and I talked about how important it is to keep that stability. And he's committed to that. He doesn't want to lose the people in this building. I mean, there's a reason we have the fourth highest winning percentage in NBA history, the third highest winning percentage in the last 6 years since Robert took over. You know, it's because we have great players, but it's because we have great people, a lot of whom are sitting in this room right now who have helped put together this team and who have helped run this organization. So, you know, we don't have this mass exodus going on. We have a lot of people who are staying still and who are continuing to make this organization what it is and keep us strong. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Robert and I have been talking about our team plan with all of our players and with particularly with our free agents going forward. And there's so many things to consider. When you talk about years and position and talent and money and everything else, that you have to really hash it out. And we are 100% in agreement in terms of where this team needs to go and what we'd like to do. You know, you can't always execute the plan. You try to do it. And I think the vision is very clear, and this team's going to be really good for many years to come. Yeah, as I said, it's a busy job, and so I'm traveling an awful lot, and it does wear on you, but that's that's all part of it. Oh, it's talking to agents is the biggest frustration. No, I'm just kidding, all you agents who are watching out there. You know what? I mean, I've talked about this a lot in the last few days with some of my friends in the organization and friends outside. This is a huge roller coaster ride, this job. And the emotional swing, there's nothing like when you're up on the top of that mountain, and there's nothing worse than being at the bottom. And the last 2 years, I feel like I've pretty much seen it all. You know, last year was miserable. This year was euphoric, the feeling in our organization. And like I said, that's sports. That's life. It's one of the things that makes this such a beautiful existence. But it also one of the things that makes it a very difficult one. And that's it kind of goes with the territory. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I enjoy this, and it's not always easy, but it's eventful, and it's very challenging, and I love the competition. Well, the only thing I would say is that, 3 years is a long time to really build a lot of great relationships. And, I've been on both sides of this, as a player, maybe having a really good friend who was traded. That's a tough thing to go through. You just, So when you talk about morale, I think it's just a case of, We've got a lot of really strong relationships in here, and I have a lot of really good friends in here, and I'm flattered that, that they would be sad that I would be leaving, but I'm sad to leave them too. But this is part of it, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna be just fine. I've been calling players today. I haven't reached all of them. I think Steve's in South Africa, the World Cup. Haven't been able to get a hold of them. I've spoken with Grant and Amari. I've called a few of the other guys and left messages, and I will continue those phone calls in the next couple of days, and I'll reach everybody. I, Well, again, I go back to Alvin and the staff and the players. I mean, what we've built here is much bigger than any one individual. It's a winning culture of togetherness and unity, and that's not going to change with my absence. That's going to continue because we've spent the last couple of years putting really good people in place, and we've got that foundation together, and as I said, that will continue. Are you going to hear one from me? No. That's probably next on the agenda. That's probably something that Rick can talk about. I'll call you, Bob. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that at all, Rick, about the process?
Well, you know, again, this is 6 hours old. So, you know, since Steve Reich's decision this morning, Robert did have the opportunity to have a long conversation with Alvin and about some of the specific things that you brought up. And I think the two of them agreed on a process going forward to tie up some of the key players that are, you know, up right now. And I think that there definitely is no change in the philosophy that Steve brought to the table. Alvin will probably take a more active role in that over the short term. But in terms of exactly what the process is going to be or any timeline, it's a little early for that. We want to celebrate this guy for a day before we focus on that.
Thanks.
Not really. I really can't. I mean, there's a couple things that I'm looking at that are intriguing, but beyond that, I really can't comment. That's it. Well, first of all, let me say this. All right, we've had one of the highest payrolls in the league for several years now. I would say for the last 4 years, and I may be wrong, it's at least three, we've been in the top 5, 6, 7 payrolls in the league. We've been a taxpayer for the last several years. There's never been a question about the financial commitment. There's moves that you can question, some of which I made, and you can question maybe where some of the money went, but you can't question the facts, which are that we've had a huge payroll the last several years, and we've committed ourselves to winning. You know, as we saw this year, it's not always the highest payroll that ends up with the best team. We had a better team this year than last, and our payroll went down. So it's about making the right decisions, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that, all in all. And you can pick out from the last, you know, 6 years or whatever, you pick out some that you regret. You can pick out some that you can say, wow, that was an absolute grand slam. That's sports, you know. I think Jerry West once said, if you're right 51% of the time in the NBA, you're doing pretty well. I think overall, third best winning percentage during Robert's time here. Some great teams. A lot of money spent, a lot of a commitment to winning. It's been there. And so I think that needs to be, people need to be reminded of that. No. I mean, I will until June 30th, and then I'll move on. And it's obviously, you know, then it's the next person's job. So. It really won't, because I mean, the drafts in the last few years have been a group effort. We've got an incredible group of talent evaluators between David Griffin and Todd Quinter, you know, John Shumate. Over the years, I mean, when we've, like, for example, when we ended up with Robin and Goran 2 years ago, that was literally a group effort. You know, Todd was in Italy watching Goran. Griff was at a dozen Stanford games. We're all on the phone with college coaches, and then we come to a consensus after gathering information from the coaches, from interviews, from workouts. It's a group effort, and that's how it will continue. And I really believe that one of the reasons we've been really successful in our talent evaluation is the group that we have upstairs. Thank you very much, everybody.